Well, we were actually there only about 2.5 months in Iraq. And for us, the mission was great. It was a great opportunity to for the soldiers to do a once-in-a-lifetime type mission that, you know, we'll probably never, ever be able to do again in transitioning a base from the Department of Defense over to the Department of State.
In your deployments over your career, have you ever been gone over a holiday?
Oh, yes, ma'am, quite a few. I mean, typically, and this is the shortest one I've had in my 4 deployments, but typically, you know, we're gone anywhere from 12 to 15 months, so you usually miss the whole gambit of holidays, birthdays, the whole nine yards.
What's that like for you and your family whenever you're gone?
Well, I think, you know, it is a little rough. I mean, and you know, this is a volunteer army, so a lot of times we know what we're getting into when you raise your right hand to join. But at the same token, many of us, when we do that, you know, we were young and single and didn't have kids and families. And it's, I'm not going to tell you it's easy. Whether you've got young kids or, in my case, you know, I've got 19, 16, and a 13-year-old. And, you know, things happen and, you know, their lives continue and you're missing out on those things. It's just, it's a little rough.
Generally, during holidays, is there any opportunity for you to get in touch with family, or is it letters from home, that kind of thing?
Well, in this day and age, you know, when I went to Desert Storm 20 years ago, it was a different world than it is now. Between Skype and Gmail and emails and all the other things that we have out there, the opportunities for soldiers to be able to talk with their families and physically be able to see them during the holidays is probably a lot greater than it was 20 years ago.
But I imagine nothing takes the place of being able to wrap your arms around your wife or your daughter, your son.
And it doesn't. I mean, just physically being there is the best feeling in the world. And you just can't put that into words and explain it or replace it.
So you know that song, There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays? What does that mean for you to be home, and what are you thankful for this time of year?
For me, it's just thankful to be able to be here and be at home and just be able to spend time with them during the holidays. And you know, in the back of your mind, though, you're always thinking about your friends and other family who are still overseas and wishing that they were here, being able to enjoy and do the same things that you're doing. But it's just a good feeling to know that you're home. All my soldiers are, you know, that were with me are safe and sound back with their families, and it's, you know, not only is it a relief, but it's just a feeling that you just can't explain.
So what are your plans for Thanksgiving? I imagine the food is going to be a little bit better than the MREs, the meals ready to eat.
You know, really just probably do the typical turkey and stuffing, and I plan on eating a couple pieces of pie, things like that, and just really spending time with family, just kind of relaxing and enjoying the time that I have and thankful that I am home. And, you know, we sometimes take these things for granted, but, you know, they're very important to us this time of year.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Chantel Adams, thanks so much for being with us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And it's, you know, if I can leave you with any message, just, you know, remember we have soldiers not only in Iraq, but Afghanistan, Kosovo, you know, the Horn of Africa and other places that are doing an outstanding job there. And just, you know, take an opportunity to say a prayer for them during the holidays and you know, thank those families for their sacrifices as well.